can go for Sheldon.
Yeah, Sheldon, this is Bruce Barcombe.
Mr. Bruce, how are you doing today?
Not too bad. So I got an email from you, Teamwork,
yeah.
Portal.
By the way, just a quick question, Mr. Bruce. First, may I ask where you are from so I can understand the time zone first?
California.
California.
Well,
okay. Understood. Okay. I'm so bad with this. Give me just a second. I'm just putting in all the information that I'll require overall so I know what's going on. Okay? Just give me just one moment. I'm pulling out my own sheet. You're on Pacific Standard Time. Is that correct?
Correct. Yep.
Correct. Okay. Got it. So you must have received an email, correct? You must have received an email from me.
Correct.
Highlighted as Creative Design Agency, right?
Creative Design Agency application.
Yeah. So there should be a small, you know, first email should have a button that says Get Started.
Welcome on board. Is that the Get Started button?
No, no, there should be an email before that from Creative Design Agency. Before this one.
We have.
You should have two.
Oh,
emails.
There is.
Yeah.
I see.
In there, you should see an option to Get Started. So when you click on Get Started, you'll be guided to a platform. That's Teamwork. Okay. Now on Teamwork, you'll be guided to an account creation page. Okay.
Right.
So once you create your account, you'll be able to access the entire project catalog.
I would like to receive news about Teamwork products. Not really signing up.
Don't sign up for that. They'll send you random emails. It's a bother.
Okay, so I'm saving this portal.
Okay, you're looking at the portal. So in order to access your messages, generally we just do this in order to have messages and files and just in one place. You can do a lot on the portal, but we don't use it to its full extent because it's not much of a requirement. So I assume on the top left, you should see your name, right? Bruce Barcombe?
Yeah.
Okay, below that you see different list options like list, board, and table, right?
Yep, list, board, table, dashboard,
same line. You see messages.
Correct.
I want you to click on messages. Okay, as you click on messages, you should be able to see the first message that's welcome on board, right?
Correct.
Click on welcome on board and you'll be guided to the message. I'll just be showing you how to reply to a message, how to add files, and then we'll talk about the project, okay?
Sure.
Perfect. So as soon as you open the message, you can see there's a general welcome message from me, okay? Now, and I also forgot to attach the form. You can scroll down below and you'll see a blue add reply button, okay?
One second here, I'm multitasking. I am scraping your information for another file.
Yeah, I forgot to attach the file. I'm just attaching it right now. Give me one second. And 3, 2, 1, save changes. I think you should be able to see a file over there right now as well.
So now I'm supposed to go back to the home page for file?
No, no, no. You can just refresh this one. You'll be able to see a file attached with the message.
At home, unread messages, I can't find the.
What do you see right now? Just let me know. I'll guide you from there.
I don't see that I'm in my view here anymore. My tasks, my shortcuts, my help, try new network, planning, everything, projects.
On the top left, do you still see your name on the top left?
Yeah, I'm back to that screen. Now I see an SMM form doc.
Yeah, there's an SMM form doc. That's your social media marketing form. And I'll be attaching another form right there. So you'll also be able to see that. That's our general. And then I'll be attaching the marketing form. Let me attach that there. Marketing service. Okay. So now you'll see two forms over there. Okay. Once you can click on the three dots on the file and you can download the form. Okay.
Download this and fill this out.
Yeah, these are forms that will need to be filled out to just for us to have information to start working on the project. Okay. Do you see the file attached, like the SMM form?
Well, I've got the file open. I'm just trying to download it. I don't see that.
Okay, go back to messages. I'll show you how to download the form. Okay.
I mean, I'm in file details. I actually have the thing open. I should be able to. It says copy.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you. You can download from messages directly. You don't have to open the file on here. So if you go back into messages, I'll show you how to do it.
Yeah, I'm in messages. No book writing. Two attachments, download all.
Yes, you can click on download all. If you ever want to download an individual file, do you see three dots with the file?
Right.
You can click on the three dots. It will just show you the option to download. Okay? Now. Okay. Looking over here, you can scroll down and click on Add Reply. Do you see a blue Add Reply button?
If I'm in the message, right?
Yeah,
right now
in the messages.
File, add message.
No,
welcome
you have
on
to
board.
Click on, yeah, you have to click on Welcome on Board. You'll be guided to the whole message section.
Yeah.
And then you can scroll down and you'll see a blue Add Reply button.
Correct.
You click on Add Reply. Now you'll open a text box. You'll be able to type in any message you want to send as a reply. Okay? Now.
So you want me to fill these out and then email them back to you? What do I do? Upload them as files?
Yeah, you can fill them out and just send them back to me. To attach files, you can scroll just a bit more and you'll see the attach file option.
Perfect. Okay.
Okay. Now, let's get back to talking about the book. First, tell me what the book is about and what were your inspirations, when?
Okay, so I'm going to do it a different way. I want you to write this down, save it. TheChanges, plural, agent.com.
The Changes? Can you kindly?
The Changes, plural. CHANGES.
Mm-hmm.
The Changes Agent, AGENT.com. That's the only domain I could get. I couldn't get the singular.
TheChangesAgent.com. Okay, let me see if this works.
It should.
All right, it's full. Why is this stuck on loading? What's going on? Okay, I see it. The Change Agent, Paradigm Shift in Consciousness.
That's my current book. So now you ask what the book is about. So go under, open up the tab. I'm trying to leverage what's there. Otherwise, we're wasting. I shouldn't say wasting. It just you'll get there a different way. So let me open up my version of this web. The Change Agent.
Which one are we talking about? The Paradigm Shift or the 3,000 Feet? Okay, good.
Well, both of them. But I want you to look under Events and News.
Okay, Events.
Click on that. And then open Literary Titan Book with you. You're asking what the book is about, right? So I'm just trying to send you. I got a 5-star rating from those guys, and so this is how they, an outsider, read the book and saw it. So this is their thoughts on that. There's also two videos on this. If you look under books, there's a short video on Change Agent for 30,000 Feet, but there's about a minute-long video I created for the Change Agent Paradigm Shifting Consciousness.
I see. That is interesting. And this is only available on ebook, or do you also have this on paperback?
It's paper. Amazon they mocked up the WBS codes. They still haven't resolved it. The book is available wherever books are sold, except for Amazon.
So wait, Amazon has paperback? That makes
There's a problem with the account. People was wondering, is it too political? So Barnes & Noble has books. If you click on Barnes & Noble, in fact, if you go back out to the just back up, you can go to the front screen, click on Barnes & Noble, it'll take you to both. Click on where it says Barnes & Noble, $29.95 on that front page. You click there, it's going to take you right out to Barnes & Noble.
Okay.
So if you go back to the website, you click on the other one, it'll take you out to where the ebook is at currently.
I'm trying to find where, because in books I'm seeing when I click on buy now, it goes to Amazon.
Okay, are you on the front tab?
Okay, I'm at home. Guide me from home.
This is the home page. Click on the
button. I see it. Paperback $29.95. Now I see it.
Yeah, so if you click on that, it's going to give you both. If you click on the ebook, that's all Amazon has right now.
So I have a question. Only for paradigm shifts in consciousness, you have Kindle only.
Yeah, the only one that's Kindle, if you look on the page, the only one available, the Change Agent for 30,000 Feet, is strictly Kindle. So I did a second edition rewrite on that book, updated it, re-edited it, and that button will take you out to where that other book is.
I see, because I saw the Change Agent has both like paperback and ebook on Amazon, and the other one just has ebook.
I know what you're saying, right? If Amazon had part of my French shit together, they would be there, because my video, if you click on under books, and you go Change Agent Paradigm Shift, and you go after the video, it ends with "Hey, available on Amazon. They're coming soon on Amazon." I go, "What the hell?" It's just like. Yeah, I couldn't be more frustrated, and it's taken me 2 months and then going back to my old publisher that I published the original book on, to make sure that for whatever reason, somebody else had an ISBN, and so Amazon, they can't have two publishers, right? For the same, it creates some type of, they want a one-to-one, so I can't have an old book from Dorrance with an ISBN code from them, and then submit my Dorrance. It's fine for somehow in the PDF world, but it's wreaked havoc on the print edition.
I know.
So they told me weeks, the middle of this month, so I'm going to give them my published to kind of work through those iterations and see where we're at, and hopefully they'll resolve it.
I see.
So, yes. Yeah,
I'll look into this. I will look into this. If it's possible, I will ask you for details later on. But for now, let's talk about I'm reading it through, but from your perspective, why did you start reading, why did you start writing this book? What was the overall reason?
So the interview answers that question. Why did I start writing this book? January 6th. What were these people thinking, right? So when you look at a paradigm shift in consciousness, what do they think? What do they believe? What was their core beliefs? And they're running on vitriol. They're blinded by anger, blinded by emotion, blinded by. And I'm going to quote 1984, George Orwell. It's a great book, great movie. Ignorance is strength. War equals peace. War on others, and then slavery is freedom. I mean, they're slave to the ideology, right? So if I'm a MAGA and I believe the big lie and everything else, I'm being pushed from the QAnon perspective. So the book was a slow build up to very, very benignly initially. So the only tool to ask us to look at self is not religion, believe it or not. It's philosophy. And that goes back to 2,500 years, predates Christianity. And so the self-reflection, self-awareness versus following one blindly with a mob, which is why the front cover is that way. And then either I'm in the crowd with Orwell and crew, or I'm above it. You know, I'm free to create a conscious choice. So it's a slow build to that, but it's a slow build up to what the QAnon people believe, right? Everything from pizza party pedophilia to the big lie to, you know, and so it's called factually, you know, what, you know, but so by the time you get there, QAnon says, you know, reptilian aliens, what is that, right? What do we know? And so it's really diffusing of that QAnon belief system. So when you get out there, it's just like, yeah, so we have ET in the sky, but are we really, you know, but they were, you know, they're saying, right, you know, pizza party pedophilia. And the question that came up to with some of my friends is, what do you eat first, the pizza or the baby? I'm just kidding.
Wow. Wow.
But I didn't have a friend say that.
That's interesting.
The book really asks, how do you feel? And if you watch the video, that's really the ending of the book. Do you feel peace? Or do I feel... That's why that video has the scene from the insurrection, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you feel? I feel anger. I feel vitriol. I feel poisonous towards other people. And I'm not at peace. Not on the inside, not in my external actions. So it's about that self-reflection, cleaning out the stuff and being, you know, living your best life now instead of being just chasing, you know, with the poison. And it took a hard look at, I love what they said, it's the intersection of religion, politics,
mm-hmm.
and social influence, meaning the brainwashing, the psyops, which is how they look at that Trumpian thing.
Okay, one important thing, Bruce, just one important thing before you continue. Just on your website, do you have it open in front of you?
Let me open that up. I actually have it closed at the moment.
There's something slight concerning that you should get fixed whenever you can. Did you develop this website by yourself, or did you take someone's help?
I had other people. I'm not looking to rebuild the website again and have somebody else on this thing. It loads in the phone. I had another team going on this thing, and they just, you know, I pulled the project away from them because at the end of the day they were very amateurish. So what are you looking at
are you saying this was done by a professional?
It was done by a team.
Oh my God. Okay.
And not a top dollar. So which particular thing are you?
Just did you open the website? Is in front of you?
Yeah.
Okay. By the book cover, you see, do you change agent, right? The main heading says change agent, right? Right below it. It's paradigm shift. Isn't it supposed to be paradigm shift?
Jesus, I didn't catch that. Son of a bitch. Thank you for pointing that out. Son of a pup. I'll send an email out to them.
If it was me, I would destroy them.
You know what? They were such a... appreciate that.
I honestly thought this, like, you learned this yourself and then you designed this.
No, I did not learn that myself. They were copying something else, but they were mainly offshore, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In a negative way. It sound sure. Like I'm...
Bruce is being very honest.
They did theirs at a price.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just concerned. This is why I'm asking. How much did this cost?
Like $400.
Yeah, thank you so much.
$400. For a website, I would say for $400, you'd probably get something like this.
Yeah.
I'll be right back.
They did it, you know, for $400, it was, it lacked the fanciness of the other one, but they pretty much mimicked what the other team had done.
I see. Because like we also make websites, but we charge differently. But in terms of work you'll see from our end, that would be very different.
I'm not looking to redesign the website.
I completely understand. I'm just living it. That's, I was just concerned when I saw the overall website.
Yeah. You're right.
Give me some time to explain you the process of how we're going to do things and how things are going to work, okay? So you know how the process is and how we'll be moving forward with everything, okay? So you have two forms at this time. One is the known book marketing form, and the other is the social media marketing form. Is that correct?
Right. Okay. SEO and the social media marketing.
Yes. So these two are basically related to both of them. Your SEO will be pretty much done by our team, and we'll work on it accordingly, okay? There's no specific form for that because we do our own research and then we work from there. Our marketing forms are enough to give us information. Now, important thing, how the process is going to be. For SEO, I will give you updates from time to time because we can't give any concrete report because SEO doesn't work much like that. But in terms of social media marketing, for every month, for the start of every month, once you fill out the form, it will take 7 to 10 days, okay? And we'll design a complete month of postings for the specific media platforms, okay? Once we have those, I'll send it to you and they'll wait for your approval. Once you approve those posts, I'll give you a PowerPoint presentation that will have the entire, like, week-by-week division of posts, okay, for the entire month. And you'll see what the image is going there, what hashtags are going there, what's the verbiage that's going there, okay? Once you confirm me on that, I'll give it to my team, and they'll get the entire, you know, images designed according to the words, and then we'll start posting from there. Okay, during the creation process for Facebook, what we're going to do is we're going to create a page, and then we'll give you admin access by getting your Facebook link.
I've already got a page, so why aren't we working off the current one?
Okay, if you already have pages and everything, then the marketing form also has slots.
Right, so the only one, let's go back to the website.
Mm-hmm.
This poorly designed, right? You go to the bottom of this sucker. That's a good question. Where are my links? Books about the author. They're supposed to be...
No,
you know,
that's why I asked them. I asked about it because I did.
They were on here. They should be
blogs.
Blog. It's under blog.
I think it's in the blog. Let me open it up.
Where are the Jesus? It's just like, yeah, he effed up on this one too. I've not been back in the site since it went live. So the blogs are the old blogs that I had. I haven't blogged here recently, so they just got the thing up. Yeah, they were on the front sheet. I had links to all three of these on here in the photo. It should be like right at the bottom of the page.
Yep, because I'm trying to. These are like share. These are for sharing. The blogs are for sharing. They're not even for the links to the pages. I'm trying to find it. Learn some news. No books about the author. No.
They were on there in the other one. I don't know what the hell is up there. What the hell they did?
Okay, one more thing on your website. On your website, go to about author. I'm very used to analyzing these kind of things, so if I see something, I'll tell it to you very straight, okay? Are you in the about author section?
Yeah.
About author isn't spelled right.
About?
Like not the button, just below the heading. About it says AUTHER.
Author. AUTHOR.
Author. So that's what I explained. It says about AUTHER.
AUTH.
Yeah, ER.
So you're saying author, spelling.
I think the aside from just a few grammatical mistakes, the website's generally okay.
Author, A-U-T-H-O-R. What's the problem?
Yeah, I'm not saying, when you click on about author, do you see the author page, right?
About, Nike. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, no, I never clicked on that. Also.
Yeah.
So, there's three corrections.
Yeah.
See? In a second, I did this. I never clicked on that banner. I looked at it on the phone, and I guess I approved from there.
No, never do that. Always open it on the website, on your system. Always, when you're working with anyone for websites, never open it on your phone till it's finalized, okay?
Yeah.
Always look at it from the system so you can check everything that's there, because it's a wide screen compared to a small screen, which compacts automatically. It's better to view it on your system screen so you have a better idea and a better view so you can point out mistakes. But anyways, getting back to the process, okay? Getting back to the social media process. So
where do those links belong for the social media? It should be at the top, right?
They can be at the top. Usually they belong at the bottom. Like, so when you see, when you go to the bottom, there are both posts with a like button. Yeah, but they aren't there. They should be right above, like, the copyright section, just above that. You can also put them in contact. You can also put them in the book section individually if you have, like, the whole, you know. But I think you have a brand which you call the change agent, and then you're making different books under that brand, right?
Exactly.
That's what I'm getting from all of this. So I assume the pages that you've made are called the change agent, right?
Correct. So it's always a change agent.
Understood. Okay. So since you already have the pages designed, we'll just take the links. Okay. For Instagram, we'll ask for access because there's no other way to do that.
That's what pisses me off. They should all be there. So because trust me, you know, if you go, do we have a chat going here?
Because I'm trying. I can't.
Team network, right? Is there any way I can put my link to my because try now. I just want to, you know what.
You won't be able to put them right now. You have to have domain access for that. Do you have the domain access?
Yeah, I know. Right? This thing is so. I've just been so busy. I haven't had a chance to really go back.
Question, by the way, an important question, is the address on the website your home address or your office address?
It's my mailing address. It's the Wilshire Boulevard address, right? It's my official business address.
Okay, it's a business address, right? Because, like, so I've seen some people make mistakes when they're new as an author. They put in their personal address, and then I always tell them to remove that address.
Right. So that's a mail stop on Wilshire Boulevard.
Okay. That's cool.
I've lived all across this country. I'm going to send you. Hey, where is? I could have sworn I had those links on my.
You can attach the links to the form whenever you can. That's no problem. You can take your time with it.
I was working on. I'm gonna reply. I'm gonna put in links.
Oh, in the form, you have a section to attach that. So when you open the marketing form, you can attach them there. Okay. Bruce.
Yeah. I was just gonna send you this. I was just attaching a link in the conversation because but what I thought that my Facebook had all three like links for that, but it's just like now they changed everything. Where is I don't use these things, which is why I wanted, you know, I wanted a team that would manage that for me. But I could have sworn it used to be that I had all those links to all my. I know because Facebook is synonymous with
Yes, I can hear you now. So I was asking.
Twitter, right, or Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
For marketing?
Yes. Let me confirm which platform you have. I haven't confirmed the platforms, right? Okay, so this is Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You have three platforms.
Yep.
Okay. So, and you have 5 posts a week for 6 months. Okay, linked engagements, influencer marketing, author reach engagement. Okay, we'll get all of these done, no problem. Okay, 6 months of SEO plans to last at least 2 years. Okay, so, yeah, 6 months of social media marketing. Every month, you'll be, at the end of every month, you'll be getting a report, okay? So at the start of a month, you'll be getting a entire, you know, week's worth of posts, which you'll be able to change if you want. If you want to send for every revision, it's also possible. We'll give them to you 1 week before the running month ends. Okay, so you have time to decide, and it doesn't create any gap. Okay? In case if there is a revision, it does create a gap. You don't have to worry about it. Every gap will be covered by us. Okay? If the postings do slow down, what we'll do is we'll extend the marketing accordingly. It's no problem. Okay? We'll run your entire campaign for the entire 6 months. So you'll get 6 calendars. Each calendar will be running for 1 complete month. So even if the calendar is delayed, it's not going to cause any problem with the timeline of the entire project. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. Now, moving on towards how we're going to be doing for it for each plan.
I just sent you the links to my 3 social media accounts. Granted, we'll work through the other iterations. But
okay, completely understood. So, when will you be able to fill out the forms?
I'll fill them out today and tomorrow. And I work a corporate job, California time.
No problem. Also, one important thing I'll be needing from you would be the manuscripts. So you have them in soft copy for both the books.
I've got them in PDF.
Soft copy, right? So you can send the PDF with when you send the forms, okay? Because my team will have to read the books in order to understand the type of content they have to make.
Okay. Yeah.
Now,
I've got 2 PDFs in search to find out, A, who the market, who you want, you know, for the algorithm of who the right customer is. I think it's college education, especially on the second book. You're looking at students. You're looking at people who are into philosophy, religion, poli-sci, sociology, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you want to. That's kind of what that looks at. Those disciplines will all move along.
By the way, you do understand that your current campaign is going to be, the social media campaign is going to be run globally, right?
Say that again, please.
Your social media campaign will be run globally, okay?
Because my book market, right now I'm trying to, I just spammed it, and I'm waiting back from email. I'm actually publishing, advertising right now in England, Ireland. France was a mistake. Because the ad was in English, right? So, I didn't know, right? So I'm learning, flying by the seat of my pants. So yeah, perfect. That's exactly what I want.
Once we get the process, I'm gonna give you another call, okay? And I'll explain to you how everything is going to work, so there's no, you know, problems with you understanding what we are trying to do and why we are doing it. Okay, there's gonna be complete transparency. You have all the right to ask any questions that you have. And I will be 100% honest with you, I'm not going to be a yes man going to this project, because we've been doing this for quite some time. If there's something that I disagree with, I'll be voicing my opinion on that, just letting you know. Because I want this to work, and I want to, at the end of the day, we want to give you
I would hope that from a business relationship perspective, that this is just the nuance. You guys show me that you're legit, right? Because this is not my first rodeo, and then we can do other things, right? I mean, larger market, but I need to start someplace where I feel comfortable, and I can sleep at night and worry that everything's being done where I'm not sitting in the office looking at the person that I'm working
you
with.
You won't have to
know.
Do anything. Trust me, when it comes to marketing, we're good at what we do.
So I appreciate you because you found three distinct arrows that some of his team, and they're I want to say he's junior analysts and some of them perhaps offshore. and I don't mean it in a negative way. God bless them. They all have to learn someplace. But I just didn't know. I did not know that they were.
Oh, sorry, comma. Look. He currently speaking. You are working for pretty much anywhere, right?
Because at the end of the day, they produced for $400 plus they charged me a fee for the security.
Yeah,
right?
As I said, for $400, that's fine. For $400, that's fine. Like it's okay.
That other team was charging a lot more. They were creative, but they were wolves in sheep clothing. You know, they were snake oil salesmen because they, you know, were you quoting me the number of ads? They'd send me the calendar. They'd publish like maybe a third, 15? Over 2 months, maybe 20 posts, not 40. And then they just kind of went dark, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Look, there's always a flip side to exploring, you know, more economical options. It's sometimes good, it's sometimes bad. It depends on how much you can actually spend. But you have to be smart about your spending, is what I would say.
Well, right
because,
now, I'm looking conservative, and I want to make sure that, that I'm getting an ROI, right? And then from there, I'm not made of money, but I do have a budget. But I need to see performance first.
I completely
right?
understand that. That is your right. Because like if we're not showing you good performance, what's the point in continuing with us, right?
Yeah, and that's why they're not here.
Exactly. So I will show you. I haven't like disappointed anyone until now, so I don't plan to.
Yeah.
But
so anyway,
aside from that, I'll be waiting on you to get me the forms and get me the manuscripts. Okay. As soon as I have them, we'll take 7 to 10 working days from there, in order to evaluate the situation and understand how to plan things out, how to strategize the marketing. Once we do that, and we'll also develop the what's that called? The calendar during that. Now we call it a calendar, but there are not going to be any dates involved. It'll just have a list of posts that will be done per week, okay? But we call it a calendar, and I can't call it anything else because these guys call it a calendar. It doesn't make any sense to me, but yeah, it's a calendar.
Well, it's 20 postings, with 4 weeks, 5 postings a week. It lists the content that you plan on advertising, the verbiage, the hashtags.
Hashtag research is pretty good. You'll see at least, you'll see 10, 20. It depends on the post.
Yeah, I'm using the hashtags from that other group. In fact, some of this last ad I put out, I utilized their old ad.
Mm-hmm.
And just often to reflect, available wherever books are sold. And that's the one that's currently in Europe.
Hashtag research is a very interesting thing. It's a very fine niche. But we'll look into that. I'll talk. When you see the work done, you'll understand that you've signed up and you're in good hands. Okay? Till then, so send me the forms. No problem. I'm here to help. So, okay. Any other questions that you have you would like answered? Because I'm here right now and you're on call, so let me know.
Sounds great. All right. Like I said, I'll get those forms to you. I'll get you the manuscripts probably quicker. I'll upload those next. And then I'll finish filling out the forms. And that's the easy part. That part's already done.
We have nothing else to do. So I'll keep in touch, okay? You have my personal cell number and my extension if you want to reach out to me at any time, okay? My working hours are 8 to 11 Eastern, okay?
8 to 11, 8 a.m. till
East Coast.
Till 11 a.m. or p.m.
Of course, that's 11 a.m. I'm not. I don't work at night.
So you work more late.
Yeah, I join late because I can't wake up in the morning, but I'm good at what I do, so they let me do it.
Yeah, I hear you. I actually start 6 a.m. East Coast time. 9 o'clock your time, 6 o'clock mine.
Ah, yeah, 3 hours.
And I work East Coast hours, honestly. I can do calls, but I can't really take time off during the day. That's my bread and butter.
By the way, aside from all of this, what do you do for a living?
I'm a financial project controls manager, but I do finance, so budgeting, invoicing, getting to the nitty gritty, looking at the strategic, all that stuff. So I do that in corporate America, and that's what pays the bills.
Perfect. Well, Bruce,
has the analytic mindset.
Mm-hmm. You were saying, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. So I guess we're done for now. I'll keep in touch with you. Okay. We'll keep talking from time to time. And if there are any questions that I have, I'll give you a call. If you have any questions at any point in time, you're always welcome to call or drop me a text. Okay.
Okay. Sounds great. Thank you very much.
Perfect, Bruce. Welcome. Have a great day. Take care. Bye-bye.